And we have tips for sustainable living. Ellen Moyer has returned to the HealthyLife.net news at 7. At the end of the segment, we'll give you Ellen's website so you can find out more from her about sustainable living. Ellen, welcome back to the HealthyLife.net news at 7.
Thanks for having me on, Jay. I want to talk about climate change solutions today. You know, it's really easy to feel overwhelmed by this problem, but it turns out that we have solutions ready to go that are going to make a big difference. So I'll mention some solutions that require no sacrifice and save money while significantly reducing greenhouse gas emissions. In addition, they also help out our health and other aspects of the environment, too. So, first, just a little status update. The latest National Climate Assessment says, quote, climate change is already affecting the American people in far-reaching ways. And similarly, the United Nations says climate change is now affecting every country on every continent. And the leader of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says the world has to achieve global peaking of emissions in a very short time and then reduce greenhouse gas emissions at least 3% a year so that by 2100 we have no greenhouse gas emissions. So the solutions that I'm going to mention would drastically cut down on our greenhouse gas emissions. The first is to phase out subsidies for combustion-based energy. That means burning fossil fuels or living fuels like trees to create energy. So first, what are subsidies? Subsidies are what happens when we give money to the government, you and me, in the form of taxes, and the government gives this money to industries to help them out. So when we go buy something like a gallon of gasoline, we pay the price at the pump, but we also pay more in the form of hidden subsidies that are part of our income taxes. So this is bad because alternatives receiving fewer subsidies, like solar, are at a disadvantage, and they have to charge us a higher price. Customers end up choosing the subsidized alternative, believing that it's cheaper when it really isn't, and competition is stifled, and investors are also turned off by apparently high prices of alternatives. So the International Monetary Fund estimated how much money we're talking when we look at global subsidies for petroleum, coal, natural gas, and electricity. For 2015, they estimated that the total subsidies amounted to $5.3 trillion. That's 5.3 with 12 zeros after it. And this is more than all the world's governments combined spend on health. Now, it consists of both payments and what are known as externalities. Externalities are side effects on third parties that are not reflected in the cost of the energy. This would be like respiratory illness from air pollution caused by burning fossil fuels. Most of that $5.3 trillion is externalities, and most of those externalities are for local environmental damages as opposed to, you know, global warming effects that affect the whole planet. So it shows that getting rid of subsidies, even at the local level, is worth it because people will cut down on the local environmental damages. Now, subsidy reform would help the climate because people would use less energy if they knew what they are really paying. Like, if they knew they were paying more like, I don't know, $5 a gallon at the pump, maybe they'd cut back. And I don't know that $5 is the right number. It's just an example. And also, subsidy reform would make it easier for clean and green alternatives to compete. Now, the IMF estimated that eliminating these subsidies would reduce global greenhouse gas emissions, or carbon dioxide emissions, excuse me, by 17%. So that's a big chunk out of our problem right there, just by turning off the corporate pork. The second suggestion is to similarly phase out subsidies for agriculture. Most agricultural subsidies go to big industrial farmers, and most farms in the U.S. get nothing. Corn gets most of the subsidies, and the top 20 recipient crops even include tobacco. Few subsidies are given for fruits, vegetables, and organic. So removing agricultural subsidies would level the playing field and make it more possible for fruits, veggies, and organic to be competitive and cheaper. So why am I even talking about this? Well, industrial agriculture has very high greenhouse gas emissions from many sources in the chain. And organic agriculture cuts CO2 emissions in half. The United Nations says that agriculture could become carbon neutral in 20 years by a worldwide switch to organic. This would reduce global greenhouse gas emissions by another big chunk. My third suggestion is to stop deforestation. You know, trees remove carbon dioxide and store it in the wood and soil in forests. And U.S. forests remove 12% of all our U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. But when we cut down trees, it's a double whammy for the climate because it not only releases carbon dioxide, but it destroys the future carbon capture capacity because the trees are now dead. Now, nearly every country subsidizes its timber industry, and some even subsidize burning wood to create electricity, which is nuts. So we have to preserve and restore our forests, both temperate and rainforests. We have a big deforestation problem in the U.S. that most people don't know about. So if we stop this practice and stop the subsidies, we would reduce greenhouse gas emissions from deforestation by another big chunk and increase removal of CO2 from the atmosphere. Suggestion number four is to provide access to modern contraception to everyone who wants it. Newsweek did a big article on this. They said in 2012, the world population grew by 80 million. Coincidentally, worldwide unintended pregnancies in 2012 also totaled 80 million. So what this suggests is that population would stabilize if women had the ability to prevent pregnancies they don't want. Newsweek estimated that the climate benefits would be the following, an 8 to 15% reduction in global carbon emissions. So there's another big chunk out of our problem. And the last I want to mention is energy efficiency. We waste lots of energy through transmission, heat loss, and inefficient technology. And the U.S. Department of Energy says energy efficiency is one of the easiest and most cost-effective ways to combat climate change. In fact, efficiency is one-third to one-half the cost of new electricity generation, so it is such a good deal. And there are just too many examples of improving efficiency to list, but things like more efficient transportation, buildings, appliances, and equipment. So we have the technologies that we need already, such as solar. We need more deployment, and that will bring more, that'll bring the cost down further because of economies of scale. It would be great to help people with financing large upfront costs like purchasing solar panels. But when we stop propping up the worst alternatives with subsidies, that'll make a big difference. So technology continues to develop, and people are working on energy storage and building better batteries, among other things. So I just provided a sampling of some easy things we can do to significantly help the climate that don't require sacrifice and save money. And they also improve our health and other aspects of the environment, too. There are also lots of individual actions we can take in our daily lives to help. There's a tendency to feel overwhelmed by this problem. However, we have the technology and the tools to greatly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and we just need the will to do it.
Well, it sounds like there's a few areas that we just don't know about with some of the subsidies, and maybe we can be more selective on who and what we do and don't support now that we have this information. Ellen Moyer appears on the HealthyLife.net News at 7 each and every week. Ellen, where can our listeners find out more about this topic and others that you've covered?
Well, I have a lot on my website, which is EllenMoyerPhD.com. I'm going to spell that because there are a lot of ways to spell Moyer. So it's EllenMoyerPhD.com.
All right. And we look forward to more sustainable living tips next time from Ellen Moyer on the HealthyLife.net News at 7.